Hi, this is Scott Delosio, and this is Paris Auto Speedway podcast number 7 for the 2016 season. Probably going to be a short one today. We're going to talk about what we have coming up for you in the month of May at Paris Auto Speedway. We took last weekend off. May 7th was the Saturday. There's a couple weekends you really don't want to race on because the crowds are really going to be effective. One is Easter Sunday, and one is Mother's Day weekend. We never race on those weekends, or we seldom have in years gone by, just because a lot of people want to be out of town spending the holiday with their family members and loved ones. So you very seldom see us race on Easter weekend or Mother's Day weekend. We have three races coming at you this month, May 14th. That's this coming Saturday night. It'll be the Pass Car Stock Car Series, Super Stock, Street Stocks, and American Factory Stocks. Joining them, the always exciting IMCA Modifieds, and for the first of 5 appearances at Paris Auto Speedway this year, the CDCRA Dwarf Cars. We come back on May the 21st. That's going to be Night of Destruction number 3 for the 2016 season. And in that one, we'll have the usual array of excitement there, including crazy Democross racing, which the fans just absolutely love, figure eight racing, figure eight trailer racing, and spectator racing. We close the month of May with the annual Salute to Indy for the AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars. They'll be joined on the 28th by the Senior and Young Gun Sprint Cars, along with the California Lightning Sprint Cars. Going to go back to this Saturday night right now. Right now, I am recording this. It is Wednesday. It is the 11th of May. Weather looking good today. High is going to be in the low 80s. By Saturday, race day, weather should be in the low 90s. It's going to be a beautiful night for racing for Pass Car Round Number 2. Now, if you followed our schedule earlier this year, you would have seen Pass Car Round Number 2 was slated for April 9th, but bad weather jumped in on that one and forced that night to be canceled. Now, if you're a regular Pass Car fan or IMCA Modified fan of the Pass and CDCRA Dwarf Cars, you want to write down or fill in your schedule. That race has been rescheduled, or I should say we added a date to the schedule for Pass Car, IMCA, and CDCRA. That's going to be on Saturday night, September the 17th. That race we had the season opener, which I believe was March 12th. After it was all over, promoter Don Kazarian looked at me and he said, you know, in 21 years of racing stock cars here at Paris Auto Speedway, that was probably the best stock car night we have ever had. The racing was incredible. We had good sized fields, and we look forward to more of the same this Saturday night. Season opening winners on stock car nights in the modifieds. It was Kyle Morris picking up his first ever modified win at Paris Auto Speedway. The multi-time champion, he's won a super stock and street stock championship. The veteran, who wasn't going to race this year, by the way, Blaine Whitson won the street stock main event. And in the super stocks, Billy Griffin, a past modified champ at the Pass, drove the car his teenage son is going to race most of the year at Paris Auto Speedway. He won the super stock main event. The American Factory Stocks, it was the young lady, all of 14 years old, who was the El Nino Winter Challenge Series champion, Alyssa Smith, taking the victory. Now, an interesting story on Alyssa. She has a decision to make, and I'm not sure if she's made it yet or not. She's a very good race car driver. She's a very good softball player. She's got a chance to play all-star softball. If she does that, she's probably not going to be able to race because the conflicting dates with the All-Star softball games and our Paris Auto Speedway races are almost constant through the first portion of the season. So, as of thus far, have not heard what she plans on doing yet. She's the only one who can really make that decision for herself. And whatever she does decide, whether it's stock car racing or softball, we wish her the very best. She is a true young rising star in our sport. And she's a darn good softball player, too. Our gates are going to open at 5 p.m. on Saturday. The first race is going to be at 7. Go backtrack just a little bit. We told you that Blaine Whitson, Billy Griffin, and Alyssa Smith won the season opening races. That means they are already qualified for the Pass Pursuit Championship, as long as they make most of the races the rest of the season. I think they can miss one race. They're qualified for the Pass Pursuit Championship that will take place in October. Modifieds, a little bit of a different story there. They go by points. There'll be a season-long point champion IMCA point champion at Paris Auto Speedway. Now, because there is a race or two after the IMCA point deadline closes, there'll also be a pass modified champion, and that's determined with the IMCA points from earlier in the year and any races after that are not IMCA points races that are raced at Paris Auto Speedway. I know that sounds confusing, and I didn't mean it to make it sound that way, but it's just, I think there's going to be 6 points race for IMCA modified, maybe 7 at Paris Auto Speedway this year. And then the last race, at least, is a non-IMCA points paying race. So we're just going to give those guys points so we can crown a past champion as well. Night of Destruction number 3 comes at you. As we said earlier, that's going to be on May the 21st. The first two have been absolute thrillers. Night of Destructions have been crazier than we've ever seen. We're getting more and more cars every single time we have this event. It's comprised of, as we said, Night of Destruction, Figure 8 Racing, Figure 8 Trailer Racing, and we also have Spectator Races. A lot of the extra cars, if you've been a fan of motorsports or crash 'em up type stuff in Southern California for a long time, you know about the legendary Chino Demolition Derby that's been taking place for 26 or 27 years now. Again, a lot of the guys who compete in that are also coming out and racing in the Figure 8 and Democross classes. In fact, one of them, a past winner of the Chino Demolition Derby, Dickie Vandermeulen, won his first ever Night of Destruction main event in Democross 2 weeks ago at the pass. We look forward to seeing him back along with his teammates. Figure 8's last time out, it was the Cowboy from Hell. Clint Keenan won his first ever Figure 8 main event. His teammate Earl Cox was not there. Earl's won more Figure 8 races than anybody in the history of Paris Auto Speedway. Earl had to go to a wedding, and he was not there. He will be back on May 21st, and he's going to have to battle with his teammate, the guy who won that first ever Figure 8 race for him, Clint Keenan, on May 21st. And speaking of the Figure 8s, we're getting more and more purpose-built cars just to run the Figure 8s. They're faster cars. They're good-looking cars. And we still got our mix of the other cars joining in. Figure 8 racing is looking really good at Paris Auto Speedway as the class is beginning to grow. Figure 8 trailer racing, Ken McWilliams. How many of those things has he won? He won the one 2 weeks ago as well, pocketed $500. Next day, got on the radio, talked about it on KCBQ 1170 AM out of San Diego, the San Diego Motorsports Radio Show with Dave Stahl. And once Ken McWilliams gets on the radio, he's a true pro at that stuff, too, as well as a racer. We just mentioned that show. Let's plug it for you once again. You can listen every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m., the San Diego Motorsports Show. And Paris Auto Speedway has a segment on there every week at 3:30 p.m., whether it's me talking about what's coming up. More than likely, you're going to hear some of the drivers. We like having those guys on that show. You hear some of the drivers who compete at Paris Auto Speedway. Once again, the show's on every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m., that's Pacific Daylight Time. It's if you're in the San Diego area, you can listen on your radio, AM 1170. And if you're not in the San Diego area, just go online, go to kcbq.com, that's kcbq.com, and click on the Listen Live icon. Talked about sprint cars coming back. The AMSOIL USAC CRA sprint cars will be back at Paris Auto Speedway to close the month of May with the annual Salute to Indy. That's going to be on the 28th of the month. Thus far, USAC CRA has contested 3 races this year. 2 of them have been at the pass. Josh Hodges won the second one of the passes. He's out of New Mexico. The first one, Brian Clausen out of Indiana, won. That was back in March. And then last Saturday night, they made their first road trip. When I say they, I mean the USAC CRA Sprint Car Series. Went up to Jimmy Naylor's Ventura Raceway. Troy Rutherford from Ojai. Guy used to be a regular in the SCRA Series, the USAC CRA Series. Now he runs mostly the USAC West Coast Series and the VRA Sprint Cars. He won the USAC CRA main event in a 360. Compete against a field of 410s. He scored the win in a 360, beat Mike Spencer to the checkered flag last Saturday night at the Ventura Raceway. Anytime you beat 410s and Mike Spencer, that's something you can really crow about. And congratulations to Troy on that victory. Talking about Mike Spencer, what an interesting story he has been this year. If you've been following it, You know, he won those five CRA championships, USAC CRA championships, that is, the number 50 car owned by Ron Chaffin. Not long before the 2016 season began, Ron Chaffin unfortunately passed away. Mike ran that 50 car the first race. Then the family decided they did not want to race anymore, so the 50 car has been parked. For the second race at Paris Auto Speedway, he was a teammate to Jake Swanson in the Moose Racing number 92 car. Looked like he was going to be in that car for a while, but they didn't have funding to go the whole season, or they didn't have immediate funding to go the whole season. They didn't know how many races they were going to make. Step in the Ganson family, Chris Ganson, his dad Dennis, the 4G car. They offered Mike a ride. He's going to drive for them the rest of the year, starting May 28th. That's Chris Ganson in the always immaculate number 4G ride. I thought he was going to be in that ride going to Ventura last week, and I'm looking on a race monitor trying to follow it on Saturday night because I didn't go up to the race. It's like, Mike Spencer in the 21K car wasn't registering. I thought, well, maybe that's the number they gave it to him. That was a Corey Kruseman car, and he finished second in that main event, as we said, to Troy Rutherford. So coming into this Saturday night, Mike Spencer is third in points. He will be driving his fourth different car in four races this year. He's a good driver, no doubt about that. That's still got to be tough. And to be third in points, and he led most of that main event Ventura last week before he got caught by Troy Rutherford. So Mike Spencer's been doing a real good job. This fourth ride he's in this year is probably going to be the one he'll be in for the rest of the year after that. Heading into that race on May 28th, Brody Roa is the point leader, and he leads Richard Vanderweert by 18 points. Told you the senior and young gun sprint car is also going to be on hand for the salute to Indy. In the senior point standings, Eddie Tafoya, guy who was a draft choice of the Pittsburgh Pirates way back in the day. He leads the senior sprint car championship point standings ahead of past champion Rick Hendricks. Dwayne Markham, who was one of the favorites for the senior sprint car series championship in 2016. He won the first race of the year. Then he was out of Paris Auto Speedway testing in a car. The freeze plug came out, and he got burned pretty bad on his feet with hot fluid. He missed the last race. Initially, he was hoping to be back on May 28th. I have not heard any more if he'll be ready to go for that one or not. If he's not, we look forward to seeing him when he can get back out there. I wish him the speediest recovery he can have from what was a very nasty injury. Young Gun Sprint Cars. It's all Courtney Crone so far this year. The 15-year-old has won both main events and leads the point standings. She's a regular in the senior sprint car, the Young Gun Sprint Car Series. She also runs the Ford Focus Midgets sometimes. She's a regular of the USAC Western Midgets now. She does some road racing stuff. She was even in a vintage midget out at Irwindale about 2 or 3 weeks ago. California Lightning Sprint Cars are going to join the show for only one of two times at the Salute to Indy. Thus far this year, they have had five races. Upland's Alex Gregorius is on top of the point standings for the California Lightning Sprint Cars. We said they're going to be at Paris Auto Speedway two times this year. One is this Saturday night, and the next time and the final time will be on July 4th. Getting ready to close this one off. Told you it's going to be a short one, so we're kind of sticking to that. Want to remind you, keep up with everything going on at Paris Auto Speedway through all of our social media efforts. We are Paris Auto Speedway on Instagram, Facebook, Google Plus, and YouTube. Once again, go on those. Just type in Paris Auto Speedway. That's Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and YouTube. On Twitter, we are Paris Auto SPDWY. Once again, on Twitter, that's Paris Auto SPDWY. You can also check out our website. That's ParisAutoSpeedway.com. And as I said, you can keep up with us every day. We update these things, especially Facebook and Twitter and Google+. We update those things every single day. Instagram, too. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We update those normally a minimum of five times a day. Sometimes a little less, other times a whole lot more. So check those out. If you would like to buy advanced tickets for Paris Auto Speedway, you can always do so at TIX.com. That's TIX.com. Or you can call 1-800-595-4849. Once again, that telephone number, 1-800-595-4849. 1-800-795-4949. You can get tickets to all Paris Auto Speedway events, either at that address I gave you online or at that phone number. And if you didn't get to write those down, you want to get them online, just go to parisautospeedway.com. There's a ticket icon on the front page. Click on that. It'll tell you how you can buy tickets. Once again, this Saturday night, next race at Paris Auto Speedway, that's May 14th. Stock cars, pass cars, super stocks, street stocks, American factory stocks, modifieds from IMCA and the CDCRA dwarf cars. If you don't want to buy advanced tickets, don't worry. Every race at Paris Auto Speedway, if you don't buy advanced tickets, we'll always have plenty of tickets for everyone at the ticket window on race night. Gates are going to open at 5 this Saturday. Racing will start at 7. Once again, my name's Scott Delosio. Thank you for listening to podcast number 7. And we look forward to seeing you at the races throughout the year at the Southern California home of dirt track racing. That's Paris Auto Speedway.